Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, this is Tai Chi Jin calling from North Dakota. I see a charge on my credit card dated on with the shop deals. What is that? I don't recall ordering this, making any purchase here. What is this for?
So the number you're calling, we're a third-party call center. We represent for more than one company. I could try to pull up a charge using your zip code and your first and last name.
First is the C-A-I-Q-I-N. Last name Z-H-E-N-G.
And your zip code?
58703.
58703?
Yes.
And could you verify your mailing address?
That's 2700 Heritage Drive, Minot, North Dakota.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment.
Sure.
Yes, sir. It looks like there is a order placed for the pulse oximeter.
For what?
That's for the pulse oximeter.
Oximeter?
Yes, sir. The heart rate monitor.
No, I don't recall making any purchase of that.
Yes, I do recall you did the shipping handling for it, the 745. Hello.
Okay.
Do you recall if you did the shipping and handling for that product, the $7.45?
The shipping is what?
Do you recall if you did the shipping and handling for $7.45?
I don't recall that. There was something related, maybe related to this. There was one other shipping purchase with superclub4u.com charged like $5.49.
Our shipping would have been $7.45.
Okay, I don't recall anything like that.
Yes, sir. So if you give one moment, I can have this account canceled, but I would have to transfer you over to our fraud department.
Sure, please.
Yes, sir, we do have to let you know we do take credit card fraud very seriously. We'll open an investigation and prosecute whoever has placed that order without your knowledge. So we do have to verify you didn't authorize the 745 shipping and handling for the pulse oximeter.
I don't recall authorizing anything like that.
So I did go ahead and have this account canceled. I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over now. Thank you for calling
Thank
customer
you.
Support, and have a great day.
Thank you.